Evolution, Part 2. Up to now, our evolution has been unconscious, determined by some unseen force of nature. As long as our journey is unconscious, it is bound to be fraught and haphazard, with many false starts, wrong turns, and missed opportunities. The fern tree, or the mollusk, doesn't know that it is evolving. It may be aware of some instinctive desire or motivating force, but it cannot know the source of that force or its goal. As long as evolution is unconscious within us, we are its helpless instruments and unwitting servants. Now that we know we are evolving, we have the opportunity, indeed, the responsibility, to become conscious and active partners in our evolution. Once we become conscious of where we are heading, then we can apply all of our energy, effort, and aspiration toward expediting our evolution, toward attaining that future glorious goal or state of being as soon as possible. How to become conscious of where we are heading? Meditate. The seed is always to be found within. Just as human tendencies can be seen and felt in the gaze and actions of a chimpanzee, for within it, the human consciousness is already being prepared and slowly grows. So a hint of that future being into which we are evolving must also be found within our present consciousness. Meditation reveals hints, whispers, and glimpses of that future self. Meditation leads to our conscious participation in our spiritual evolution. The other more direct way to perceive our goal is to search for someone who has already attained it and seek direction from them. That is precisely the role on earth of the spiritual masters. A spiritual master embodies the goal, reveals it to us and within us, and lovingly guides us there by the shortest possible route.